This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. 2 years ago, the City of Eugene and the Lane County Board of Commissioners adopted the Technical Assistance Collaborative Report, or the TAC report. Its aim is to decrease the number of chronically homeless individuals across the county over 5 years. KLCC's Mallory Begay reported on a recent joint meeting with the City of Eugene and Lane County to see how better data, a pandemic, and wildfires may shift plans. Hi, Mallory.
Hi.
Mallory, so to start with, what are some of the recommendations that the TAC report asks for?
So the TAC report has 10 suggestions, and some of those are related to better support systems and connecting services for the unhoused. But it also recommends the building of 350 units of permanent supportive housing and constructing a 75-bed low-barrier shelter / navigation center. These suggestions and the report itself came from a Boston-based company that was contracted by the city and county, and the point-in-time count was their primary source.
And I understand the point-in-time count is something that no longer being used, or what's the issue with the data that they gathered?
So there's nothing wrong with it necessarily, because you can still see trends on a year-to-year basis. It's more that the county has a better system called the Homeless by Name List, and it tracks people who use services from providers in the area. So you're able to see a better picture of the number of people experiencing homelessness, but it still isn't perfect just because it's based on provider participation, and not all providers are a part of this. So last month, for example, there were more than 3,800 people experiencing homelessness. I spoke with the Joint Housing and Shelter Strategist, Sarai Johnson, and she said that number is likely higher since not all providers are tapped into this database.
So with this better data that they have tracking people that use services, what are the officials thinking or hoping to gain?
Well, Johnson actually brought this up in July to both the City of Eugene councilors and the Lane County Board of County Commissioners. She noted that the TAC report in 2018 based its recommendations on around 1,300 homeless people, when the following year there were more than 9,600 people experiencing homelessness, according to the by name list. So she recommended increasing shelter beds by 400, adding more permanent supportive housing. A new recommendation that wasn't part of the original report was to add more than 350 alternative shelter beds. The city and county hasn't officially adopted these new recommendations.
The numbers really are different. I mean, 1,300 versus 9,600. So at the most recent meeting, it was supposed to be a progress update. And what were some of the things that they talked about?
There are a few things the city and county is on track for, and that's building permanent supportive housing, which this year there are 51 units that are expected to be completed in December. They've also hired Sarai Johnson, the Joint Housing and Shelter Strategist, and they may have found a low barrier shelter. Johnson suggested using the COVID-19 recovery center that was purchased earlier this year as the 75-bed shelter and navigation center once the pandemic is over. So they're actually kind of on track, except they lost a lot of emergency shelter beds because of the pandemic. So they'll need to make up for the lost beds and then some to get back on track. Johnson also gave a projected budget for the funding of the TAC report. She estimated the total budget is more than $30 million, and they have a $13 million gap. And of course, there's the Holiday Farm fire that destroyed more than 400 residences.
So what are they thinking now going forward? Did they have any ideas on how to get the report fully funded?
Some councilors and commissioners suggested looking for private funding and reaching out to foundations that could help close that gap. Councilor Chris Pryor suggested a bond to help with funding.
We're going to have to put some serious money, whether it's in the form of cash or in the form of incentives or in the form of whatever it needs to be, to help partners to get it built.
So I think part of the conversation now is not only how do they close the gap, but are they doing enough?
So with all of this, what does this mean for the TAC report moving forward?
I think there's enough concern that the report will need to be adjusted, or at least adopting Johnson's recommendations from July, just because of what these cascading events might do for homelessness in the county. You know, there are thousands of unhoused people, but there's also a lot of people at risk of becoming homeless, whether it's because they lost their job because of the pandemic, a lack of affordable housing, or the home was destroyed by the Holiday Farm fire. Commissioner Heather Buck kind of summed up the general feeling at that meeting.
Had COVID not hit and wildfires hit and all these other things come along, I would think that the progress that we're making was quite hopeful, and it is hopeful, except for now I feel like we're just trying to tread water with the rooms and beds that we've lost because of those things. And it begs the question for me, are we thinking big enough?
Yeah, so it seems like the pandemic and the recent wildfires have really made the housing crisis much more of a challenge in Lane County.
Yeah, and so for the time being, the county and city officials are looking to the winter for a way to provide shelter for the unhoused population during freezing nights, which is going to be another challenge.
So we've got the short-term winter coming up and then the long-term housing needs. Well, Mallory, thank you so much for this update on what is an ongoing story you'll be following. KLCC's Mallory Begay, you can find her web article at klcc.org. Mallory, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.